مولانا علي علي مولانا علي مولانا علي مولى علي حيدر علي مولى علي حيدر علي مولى علي. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال مولانا أمير المؤمنين في وصيته: أوصيكما بتقوى الله وألا تبغي الدنيا وإن بغتكما ولا تأسفا على شيء منها زوي عنهما وقولا بالحق وعملا للأجر وكونا للظالم خصما وللمظلوم عونا. He said another salawat altogether. Dear brothers and sisters, first of all, my condolences to all of you for the night that is a historical tragedy, the tragedy of martyrdom of the personality who is second most important personality in all universe. After prophets, the most important personality is the Prophet, peace be upon him. And after the Prophet of Allah, Wasi Rasulullah, the deputy of Prophet Amirul Mu'mineen, is the second personality chosen in the world. I've chosen to speak about the will of Amirul Mu'mineen, which was being said before his martyrdom, although there are a couple of wasaya that has been narrated in Nahjul Balagha. But the shortest version that we have, that is before his martyrdom, Imam spoke with his children. Before I start, I would like to remind some of things. One of the things that is important to know, that whenever we like to read statement of anybody at that time, status of that personality, knowing the status of that personality is important. And it's not possible that if we just start reading something and we do not pay attention who is the personality. So Amirul Mu'mineen is a personality well known for all of us, although I can say that this personality is not known for us. We may say that he is well known for us, but he is not known for anyone in this world. And that is not my claim. That is claim of the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. As Prophet said, Ya Ali la ya'rifuka illallah wa ana. O Ali, nobody knows you in this world other than Allah and myself. So he's unknown personality. We may know some of the aspects of his life, but we do not know Amirul Mu'mineen. He remained unknown, and he martyred unknown, and he remains unknown today in this world. Still, he is unknown. Second thing that is important to know, brothers and sisters, that wasiyat is very important in Islam. And Amirul Mu'mineen wanted to emphasize on this point, that wasiyat is important. even the children are like Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. He says salawat. You know, sometimes if I have a relative or son or my friend who is an alim, then advising them, it becomes difficult. Even if he is my son, then also I would start saying, I know that you are alim and you already know about all those things. Knowing the matters is one thing and practice according to that is something different. We know many things. We know many things, all of us. We have knowledge about various things, but we practice few. Amount of the things that we practice according to the knowledge that we have, that is only little bit. Many ulama, they have knowledge, but they do not practice. Having knowledge is not sufficient. But you can imagine that Amirul Mu'mineen is not speaking with an alim. He's not speaking with a mujtahid, a marja. He's starting saying his will to the personalities who are chosen infallible imams. And they were chosen in the time of Prophet. Prophet already said about them, Al-Hassan wal-Hussein imaman qama aw qa'ada. Then he said, Sayyidi Shabab Ahlil Jannah. Both are chief of the youth in paradise. Both are imams. An imam is imam from the childhood, from the lap of the mother. The day one when he comes in this world, he comes as imam and he lives as imam. That means wasiyat is so important that even imam has to hear the wasiyat. They have to be reminded. And you can imagine conscience of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. That he did not want to leave this world unless he said wasiyat to his children. And those matters that when we are going to read the parts of wasiyat and phrases of the wasiyat, then maybe somebody thinks those are the things that I hear every day. Those are the matters that are being said every day from the member. How come Amirul Mu'mineen had to say to his children at the final moment? He should have said something important than that. No, brothers and sisters, that means those are the matters, these were very important matters that Imam has included. Because when somebody wants to leave this world, at that time he's not going to say some ordinary types of the matters. He's going to say something that is really concerning to him, his life, and his children. And of course, priority is with the personality who is leaving the will. We choose priorities. It is our priority. Everybody has his own priorities. And Amirul Mu'mineen's priorities are different. When he sets priority, he is going to set his own priorities. But let us learn this from Amirul Mu'mineen before we speak about the will, that we need to advise, regardless of anybody, we should advise. Even if we have children, those are on highest rank, then my experience are my experiences. I need to advise. It is my responsibility. And when you start writing the will, this is one of the subjects, of course, this can be discussed sometimes. How to write the will? What are the matters that we need to say in will? Where we need to start from? Those are the things that we need to learn from Imam Ali Salam. See how Imam starts his will. How he speaks with his children. What is the most important matter that he reminds in the beginning? Please say salawat. According to Sayyid Razi, he said that لَمَّا ضَرَبَهُ إِبْنُ مَلْجَمْ لَعَنَتُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ هَذِهِ وَسِيَّةُ لِلْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ. This wasiyat was for his two children. There are two parts of this wasiyat. One part is for both children. And second part, Imam Al-Islam opens up for the general people, and he says that this, my wasiyat, is for everyone and anyone who is going to receive my will. So that means Imam Al-Islam wanted to say something specifically to his children. And I would like to just read today, what are the things that he wanted to specifically say to his children? And it was really interesting for me. What are the matters that he said to his children only? So let us see what he said to his children only. Imam said, Usikuma, I give my wasiyat to both of you. So of course he was addressing to only these two children. Usikuma, that means it's tasniya. It's only for these two children. I give wasiyat to both of you. Bitaqwallah. To have fear of Allah. To practice the piety. Is it that matter that when we look in the Nahj al-Balagha, most of the sermons of Amirul Mu'mineen start from this point. Usikum wa nafsi bi taqwallah. You will wonder if you open Nahj al-Balagha and see a sermon that Amirul Mu'mineen starts most of his sermons from this phrase. That means this is one of the most important matters in the life of Amirul Mu'mineen. One of the greatest priority of Amirul Mu'mineen was establishing the piety in this world. Making a pious society. Leaving the piety. Giving the will of piety. He was Imam of the piety. Imam al-Muttaqeen. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam. But it's different that when somebody says from the level that he does not have piety, and when somebody says who is Imam al-Muttaqeen. He's not only Imam of the pious people, he's Imam of the piety itself. He's the one that piety, it becomes is like a servant in his life. Like a student in his life. Piety has to learn from Amirul Mu'mineen. He became symbol of the piety. But when he advises about the piety, it's going to be different than when I say or somebody like me says about the piety. Because he practiced that in his life. He understood that. He became witness of the piety in every aspect of his life. And then he said, Usikuma bitaqwallah. You know, he's saying from the level, his father. He is not father of only these two children, but he is father of the Ummah. He is father of all the humanity. But at the moment he is speaking with his children. When he is speaking with his children, he is not speaking from the level of only being Imam, but he is speaking as a father. When you speak as a father at that time, you have a responsibility. What you are supposed to say to your children, if it becomes the final day and you're in hospital, for example, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect everybody, and may Allah give long life to all mu'mineen. But if it becomes the time that somebody is in the stage that he has to say something, this is the point that he needs to start. Follow the path of Amirul Mu'mineen. Usikuma bitaqwallah. Guard yourself. Guarding ourselves is really important. This must be our concern. That I have to think about my children. Are they going to follow this path that I was on this path? وَأَلَّا تَبْغِيَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِنْ بَغَتْكُمَا. After stating about fear of Allah, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has opened another chapter. Although every phrase of this wasiyat needs to require longer details. There can be speeches on every phrase. Every phrase is a complete principle itself. It's a principle of the life. One needs to just think about those phrases, pay attention, go deep to that. But at the moment, I just want to have a revision of this wasiyah that you can understand that how Imam al-Islam speaks. What are the concerns of an Imam then when he wants to leave this world? He said, "Oh my children, you should not hanker after the pleasure of this world. Allah tabghiya ad-dunya. Do not go behind this world and pleasure of this world." So if Amirul Mu'mineen comes today, and if he sees, us just having pleasure, living the life of pleasure, being behind the pleasure, always. Even if it is month of Ramadan, we would like to spend a night in pleasure. We would like to do something that pleases us. We don't like to follow the path of Ahlul Bayt. Brothers and sisters, if a night of holy month of Ramadan, think how to spend. Imam says, do not go behind the pleasure of this world. It does not mean that you should stop pleasure of this world. But what he wants to say, Allah tabghiya dunya. Do not hanker. Do not always be behind this pleasure. Do not always try to seek pleasure of this world. But only what it's needed. Only that is necessary. Not more than that. وَإِن بَغَتْكُمَا. Imam says, even if this world comes behind you and follows you, then also you should not follow this world and pleasures of this world. Unfortunately, we live in a society that teaches us only to be in the pleasure. Go home, you should have pleasure. Come into the center, have pleasure. Wherever you go, you should be seeking the pleasure. You don't want to do anything else. If there is a little bit that you have to think about, then you say, oh, I am bored. I don't like to listen to those lectures. If you start reading Quran, then you feel bored. But Imam says that La tabghiya ad-dunya. Have a little pleasures of this world. Only what it is necessary, not more than that. Even if it comes behind you. But this was specifically for Imam. Brothers and sisters. Imam said to Imam. One Imam is saying to the other Imam. But isn't there a great lesson for all of us? Each one of us that we have to think. Why an Imam is saying to Imam, do not go behind the pleasures of this world. وَلَا تَأْصَفَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّنْهَا زُوِيَّ عَنْكُمَا. Do not be sorry for anything of this world that you have been denied. You know, when we something, when we lose something, at that time we become sad. And we stay sorrow many, many days. Even if we lose a little bit. It makes us disturbed. And we stay in mourning for hours, not hours, then days. We don't feel anything else. Sometimes it becomes the better that even it is going to affect our prayers, fasting, our Quran, our recitation, everything. We have lost a little pleasure of this world because we are so attached to this world. That is why it has affected us. Whenever we lost a little bit, then we start losing our faith. It comes better that we even don't like to pray. That is how it affects us. That is what Imam says. لَا تَأْسَفَا عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّنْهَا زُوِيَ عَنْكُمَا. If anything of this world is denied, don't be in sorrow. Don't feel sorry for that. But you have to think about the other world. We are not going to live in this world forever. It is a short and limited world. It is a transitional world. See, brothers and sisters, that is how Amirul Mu'mineen is advising. وَقُولَا بِالْحَقِّ. Then another phrase Imam says, always say truth. Always say truth. That is also specifically for Imam. Yes, for all of us, that is also a lesson. But maybe it's not possible for ordinary people that they are going to say truth all the time. But an Imam, when Imam is advising an Imam, at that time he says, قُولَا بِالْحَقِّ. You have to say truth always. وَعْمَلَا لِلْآجِرِ. When you like to practice, practice for rewards, not for the pleasure of this world. There can be various objectives of our practices. Sometimes I practice because I like to satisfy myself. You know, many people, they may pray because they like to satisfy themselves. Prayer is not for our satisfaction. Yes, the benefit of the prayer, it's been said, Allah bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. But the aim and objective of prayer is not to satisfy ourselves. But objective of the prayer is beyond that, it's been said, qurbatan ilallah. To make myself closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the most important objective. وَعْمَلَا لِلْآجِرِ. Always, when you like to practice, practice for reward. Although in the life of A'imma alayhimus salam, when they like to practice, they practice beyond the ajr sometimes. They think that they would like to practice because Allah is worthiest for whom it has to be practiced. Our practice is only for the sake of Allah. Oh dear brothers and sisters, tonight is night which is first night of the Qadr, and also night for the tragedy of the one who was saying all these wills. It's month of Ramadan and nights of Qadr. You know, brothers and sisters, tonight is night to remember the one who was the most oppressed personality in this world. Mazloom-e Kainat. It's not me. He himself says, Amirul Mu'mineen says, I've lived as a Mazloom from the beginning of my life. He lived as a Mazloom. He was always been oppressed. From the childhood, he was oppressed. He became young, he was oppressed. And then a time comes, brothers and sisters, that his house was attacked. His wife was attacked. His household were injured. Can I say Mazloomiyat of Amirul Mu'mineen? O Shi'as of Ali, I know that you love Ali more. Always you remember Ali. Love of Ali is in our hearts. That is the love that was fed from very beginning of our life. That was love that our mothers, they fed us from the beginning in their laps. But you know, whenever you remember Ali, remember Mazloomiyat of Ali. Sometimes think for a while that the most brave personality of the world, his hands were cuffed and he was arrested, taken out to the streets. He was silent. He was silent for the sake of Islam. He was silent for us, brothers and sisters, O Shias. You know why Ali had to be silent? He wanted to protect you and me. He wanted to protect humanity and Islam. He wanted to protect Quran. He wanted to protect Laylatul Qadr. If Ali would have spoken at that time, we could not commemorate Laylatul Qadr. Be thankful for Ali. During the night of Qadr, remember Ali. When it comes night of the Qadr, at that time, remember Ali. When he was watching that his wife was slapped, but he remained silent. He could take sword in his hands, but he was silent. Sallallahu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. صلى الله عليك يا علي ابن أبي طالب صلى الله عليك يا وصي رسول رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا وعفو عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. For the souls of mu'minin, mu'minat, please recite Fatiha مع الصلوات.